let's look at the general understanding of the nikah, what is marriage. The general understanding in the world, whether you believe in any religion or the culture or society, it means the social institution under which a man and a woman establish their decision to live as husband and wife by legal commitment, religious ceremonies, which includes the accompanying social festivities. Secondly, the divorce is to dissolve marriage in whole, especially one that releases the husband and wife from all the matrimonial obligation. The believing man can divorce their wives in the following conditions. If the believing woman intend the worldly life and its adornment only, number two is, the believing men can divorce their wives if they are rejectors. Now here the believing men and believing women are both. The believing men can divorce their believing wives if they cannot touch them or cannot produce children. Or she can also take a divorce. If the believing husband disappears, then the believing wife can take a divorce. There are a few ayahs that I'm going to read. You see, in Surah Al-Nur 24:26, Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin, wal-Khabithuna lil-Khabithat, wal-Tayyibatu lil-Tayyibin, wal-Tayyibuna lil-Tayyibat, ulaika mubarra'una mimma yaqulun, lahum maghfiratun wa rizqun kareem. Malicious bad women are for malicious bad men, and malicious bad men are for malicious bad women, and good women are for good men, and good men are for good women. Those are free from what they say, for them is forgiveness and generous sustenance. So in Al Imran 3:179, مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَذَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَى مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ حَتَّى يَمِيزَ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُطْلِعَكُمْ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَشْتَبِي مِنْ رُسُلِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَإِنْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَلَكُمْ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. Allah will not leave the believers over whatever condition you are over it until He separates, distinguish the malicious bad from the good. And Allah is not that He informs you over the absent, but Allah selects from His messenger whom He wills. So believe with Allah and His messengers, and if you believe and take guard, then for you is a great reward. So in Surah Al-Azab 33 and Ayah 28, Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu qul li azwajika in kuntunna turidna al-hayata ad-dunya wa zinataha fata'alayna umatti'kunna wa usirrihkunna sarahan jameela. O you who is a prophet, say to your pair wives, if you intend the worldly life and its adornment, then come, I will give you your commodities and I will release you, releasing beautifully, gracefully. The second condition, Al-Mumtahinna 60:10, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu idha jaakumul mu'minat muhajirat famtahinuhunna الله أعلم بإيمانهن فإن علمتموهن مؤمنات فلا ترجعوهن إلى الكفار لهن حل لهم ولهم يحلوا لهن وآتهم ما أنفقوا ولا جناح عليكم أن تنكحوهن إذا آتيتموهن أجورهن ولا تمسكوا بعصم الكوافر وَاسْأَلُوا مَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ وَلْيَسْأَلُوا مَا أَنْفَقُوا ذَلِكُمْ حُكْمُ اللَّهِ يَحْكُمُ بَيْنَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. O you believe, When migrating believing women come to you, then examine them about their belief. Allah knows more with their belief. So if you come to know that they are believing women, then you do not return them to the rejectors. The believing women are not lawful husbands for them, and nor the husbands are lawful for them, to the believing women. And you give them what they have spent, and there is no offense on you, then you marry them when you give them their wages. And you do not hold fast with the rejecter women, wives, with ties bond, and ask them what you have spent. They should ask what they have spent. This is the governance of Allah, or the hukum of Allah. He governs between you, and Allah is knowledgeable, wise. Surah Ahzab 33 and Ayah 49. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu idha nakahtumul mu'minat thumma talaqtumuhunna min qabli an tamassuhun fama lakum alayhinna min iddatin ta'taddunaha famatti'uhunna wasarrihuhunna sarahan jameela. O you, those who believe, when you marry believing women, then you divorce them from before you touch them, then it is not for you for the numbering waiting period that you number it over them. So give their commodities and release them, releasing beautifully, gracefully. Surah Nisa 4 and Ayah 34. Ar-rijalu qawwamuna al-nisa bima faddala Allahu ba'dahum ala ba'd wa bima anfaqu min amwalihim فالصالحات قانتات حافظات للغيب بما حفظ الله واللاتي تخافون نشوزهن فعزوهن واهجروهن في المضاجع واضربوهن فإن أطعنكم فلا تبغوا عليهن سبيلا إن الله كان عليا كبيرا. The men are those who take a stand over the women with what Allah gave the bounty to some of them over the other, and with what they spend from their wealth. So women are those who amend, correct, and who are devout or dedicated, and they preserve for the absent with what Allah has preserved. And those women whom you are fearful of jarring emotional shock from them, then sermon them and abandon them in the beds, and strike them. So if they obey you, then you do not seek over them away. Surely Allah is high, great. Surah Al-Baqarah 2 and Ayah 226. لِلَّذِينَ يُؤْلُونَ مِن نِسَائِهِمْ تَرَبُّصُوا أَرْبَعَةِ أَشْهُرُ فَإِنْ فَاءُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ رَحِيمٌ. For those who are failing from their wives, waiting is for 4 months. Then if they bestowed, return, then Allah is forgiving, merciful. Now Nisa 4 and Ayah 35. وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ شِقَاقَ بَيْنِهِمَا فَابْعَثُوا حَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهِ وَحَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا إِنْ يُرِيدَ إِصْلَاحًا يُوَفِّقِ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُمَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيمًا خَبِيرًا. And if you fear disunity between both of them, then appoint a governor from his family and a governor from her family if they both intend to amend or correct. Allah will put harmony between them. Surely Allah is knowing, acquainted. And further I read Surah Nisa 4 and Ayah 130. وَإِنْ يَتَفَرَّقَا يُغْنِ اللَّهُ كُلًّا مِّنْ سَعَتِهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ وَاسِعًا حَكِيمًا. If both of them differ, Allah will make both of them free of need from His spaciousness, and Allah is spacious, wise. So now in Surah Al-Baqarah 2, Ayah 227, وَإِنْ عَزَمُ الطَّلَاقِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. And if they are determined of the divorce, then surely Allah is listening, knowledgeable. Surah Talaq, Divorce 65, Ayah 1. يا أيها النبي إذا طلقتم النساء فطلقوهن لعدتهن وأحصوا العدة واتقوا الله ربكم لا تخرجوهن من بيوتهن ولا يخرجن إلا أن يأتين بفاحشة مبينة وتلك حدود الله ومن يتعدى حدود الله فقد ظلم نفسه لا تدري لعل الله يحدث بعد ذلك أمرا. Now the addresses of the Prophet, O you who is a prophet, when you divorce the women, then divorce them from their numbering, that is waiting period, and calculate the numbering waiting period, and take guard of Allah, your Lord. Do not expel them from their houses, and they do not expel themselves, except they come with clear obscurity. And these are the limits or the boundaries of Allah, and whosoever transgresses the limits or the boundaries of Allah, then without doubt he had oppressed his soul, self, psyche. You cannot comprehend that maybe Allah will cause an incident event after that order. Al-Baqarah 2 and Ayah 228. وَالْمُتَلَّقَاتُ يَتَرَبَّصْنَ بِأَنفُسِهِنَّ ثَلَاثَ قُرُوءٍ وَلَا يَحِلُّ لَهُنَّ أَن يَكْتُمْنَ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ فِي أَرْحَامِهِنَّ إِن كُنَّ يُؤْمِنَّ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. And the divorced women shall wait with their soul, self, psyche for 3 readings. Quru means 3 readings of menstruation cycle, waiting period. And it is not lawful for them, they hide, conceal what Allah has created in their wombs if they believe with Allah in the last day. At-Talaq 65 and Ayah 4. وَاللَّهِ يَئِسْنَ مِنَ الْمَحِيدِ مِنْ نِسَائِكُمْ إِنِ ارْتَبْتُمْ فَعِدَّتُهُنَّ 3 أَشْهُرٍ وَاللَّهِ لَمْ يَحِذْنَ وَأُولَاتُ الْأَحْمَالِ أَجَلَهُنَّ أَنْ يَدَعْنَ حَمْلَهُنَّ وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. And those from your women who are hopeless from menstruation, if you are in doubt, then their numbering waiting period is 3 months, and those who never menstruated. And those who carry the burdens, pregnant women, their waiting period is that they place their burdens, give birth. And whoever takes guard of Allah, he will make from his order easy for him. I read the Al-Baqarah 228 half to explain to you. So further it says, وَبُعُولَتَهُنَّ أَحَقُّ بِرَدِّهِنَّ فِي ذَلِكْ إِنْ أَرَادُوا إِصْلَاحًا وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلِلْرِجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ الدَّرَجَةِ وَاللَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. And their husbands has more right to take them back in that if they intend to do correction, and from them women is like similar of what is over them with acknowledgement, recognition, and for men have a degree over them, and Allah is mighty wise. At-Talaq 65:6. Askinuhunna min haythu sakantum min wujdikum wala tudaruhunna litudayiqu alayhinna wa in kunna ulati hamlin فأنفقوا عليهن حتى يدعن حملهن فإن أرضعن لكم فآتوهن أجورهن وأتمروا بينكم بمعروف وإن تعاسرتم فسترضع له أخرى. Let the women who are divorced live, reside wherever you live, reside from your presence. And you do not harm them so that you tighten over them if they carry the burdens pregnant. So spend on them until they place their burdens, give birth. So if they feed the child for you, give them their wages. And confer, consult among you with acknowledgement, recognition. And if you have difficulty, then other women feed the child for him. And that is described in Baqarah 2 and Ayat 233. وَالْوَالِدَاتُ يُرْضِعْنَ أَوْلَادَهُنَّ حَوْلَيْنِ كَامِلَيْنِ لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يُتِمَّ الرَّضَاعَةَ وَعَلَى الْمَوْلُودِ لَهُ رِزْقُهُنَّ وَكِسْوَتُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ لَا تُكَلَّفُ نَفْسٌ إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا لَا تُضَارَّ وَالِدَةٌ بِوَلَدِهَا وَلَا مَوْلُودٌ لَهُ بِوَلَدِهِ وَعَلَى الْوَارِثِ مِثْلُ ذَلِكَ فَإِنْ أَرَادَ فِصَالًا أَنْ تَرَاضٍ مِنْهُمَا وَتَشَاوُرٍ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا وَإِنْ أَرَدْتُمْ أَنْ تَسْتَرْضِعُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذَا سَلَّمْتُم مَّا آتَيْتُم بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. And the mothers feed their children complete two surrounding periods. Go to the other ayat. Surah Al-Ahqaf 46, Ayah 15. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَهِ إِحْسَانًا حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ كُرْحًا وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْحًا وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ 30 شَهْرًا. And we gave the testimony to man to be nice, beautiful with his parents. His mother carried or pregnant with him dislikingly, and she placed gave birth to him dislikingly. She carried pregnant with him, and his separation weaning is 30 months. So it's not 2 years. Now we come to the ayahs again. And the mothers feed the child completing two surroundings periods for one who intends to complete the feeding period. And on the born, that is the child, for him the father is their sustenance and their clothing with acknowledgement and recognition. No soul, self, psyche be burdened except its spaciousness. No mother is to be harmed with a child and not to be harmed with his child. And on the inheritor is similar to that. So if they intended separation, weaning, approval from both of them, and consult each other, then there is no offense on both of them. And if you intended to seek feeder for your children, there is no offense on you when you submit, hand over the wages to the feeder, what you gave them with acknowledgement. And take guard of Allah and know that surely Allah has insight with what you do. At-Talaq 65:7. لِيُنْفِقْ ذُو سَعَةٍ مِّن سَعَةِهِ وَمَنْ قُدِرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقُهُ فَلْيُنْفِقْ مِمَّا آتَاهُ اللَّهُ لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا مَا آتَاهَا سَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ عُسْرٍ يُسْرًا. For the one whosoever is spacious spends from his spaciousness, and whosoever is to be evaluated, measured on his sustenance, then he spends whatever Allah gave him. Allah does not give a task to any soul, self, psyche, except that he gave to her soul, self. Soon Allah will make easiness after difficulty. Now Surah Talaq, At-Talaq 65:2 says, فَإِذَا بَلَغْنَا أَجَلَهُنَّ فَأَمْسِكُوهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ فَارِقُوهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ وَأَشْهِدُوا ذَوَيْ عَدْلٍ مِّنْكُمْ وَأَقِيمُوا الشَّهَادَةَ لِلَّهِ ذَلِكُمْ يُوعَظُ بِهِ مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Now when they reach their term, waiting period, then hold them with acknowledgement, recognition, or separate with acknowledge them, recognition, and take witnesses of two from you who are equitable, and establish the evidence for Allah that is being sermoned with it, for those who believe with Allah in the last day, and whosoever takes guard of Allah, and He will make a way out of for him. Al-Baqarah 2 and Ayah 232. وَإِذَا طَلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ فَبَلَغْنَ أَجَلَهُنَّ فَلَا تَعْضُلُوهُنَّ أَنْ يَنْكِحْنَ أَزْوَاجَهُنَّ إِذَا تَرَاضَوْا بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ ذَلِكَ يُوعَدُ بِهِ مَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ ذَلِكُمْ أَزْكَى لَكُمْ وَأَطْهَرُ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. When you divorce the woman, then they reach the term, that is the waiting period, do not prevent to become difficult that they marry their heirs husbands when they are pleased between themselves with acknowledgement recognition. That is being sermoned with it. For those who believe with Allah in the last day, that is more justified and purer for you. And Allah knows and you do not know. Now I will discuss Surah Ahzab 33 and Ayah 49. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu idha nakahtumul mu'minat thumma talaqtumuhunna min qabli an tamassuhun fama lakum alayhinna min iddatin ta'taddunaha famatti'uhunna wasarrihuhunna sarahan jameela. O you, those who believe, when you marry believing women, then you divorce them from before you touch them, then it is not for you for the numbering waiting period that you number it over them. So give their commodities and release them, releasing beautifully, gracefully. Mention Surah Nisa 4 and 4. وَآتُوا النِّسَاءَ صَدُقَاتِهِنَّ نِحْلَ فَإِنْ طِبْنَ لَكُمْ عَنْ شَيْءٍ مِّنْهُ نَفْسَ فَكُلُوهُ حَنِيًّا مَّرِيًّا. And give the woman their charity as a gift present, so if they are good for you about anything, from it give presents to the soul, self, psyche, so eat it wholesome, pleasurable, tasty. This explains Al-Baqarah 2 and 237. وَإِنْ تَلَّقْتُمُهُنَّ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ تَمَسُّهُنَّ وَقَدْ فَرَضْتُمْ لَهُنَّ فَرِيدًا فَنِصْفُ مَا فَرَضْتُمْ إِلَّا أَنْ يَعْفُونَ أَوْ يَعْفُوَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ أُقْدَةُ النِّكَاحِ وَأَنْ تَعْفُوا أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَنْسَبُوا الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. And if you divorce them from before you touch them, then without doubt you ordain for them the ordained, then it is half for what you ordain. Half. You ordain except what they pardon. Then I said, you ordain except that is, they pardon, or the one who is in whose hearts is the marriage not pardons. And that you pardon, it is near for taking guard, and you do not forget the bounty between you. Surely Allah is the insight what you do. Al-Baqarah 2:236. La junaha alaykum in talaqtum an-nisa ma lam tamassuhunna aw tafridu lahunna farida wa matti'uhunna 'ala al-mawsi'i qadaruh وعلى المقتري قدره مطاع بالمعروف حقا المحسنين. There is no offense on you if you divorce women, you did not touch them, or you ordain for them, they ordain, and give their commodities over the spacious according to his evaluation, and over the tight-fisted according to his evaluation, a commodity with acknowledgement, recognition, rightly on those who are good doers. Further, Surah Baqarah 241, walil mutalaqati mata'un bil ma'ruf haqqan al muttaqin. And for the divorced women, the commodities are with acknowledgement, recognition, rightfully on those who take guard. Surah Baqarah 2:229. At talaqu marratan fa imsakum bi ma'ruf aw tasrihum bi ihsan wa la yahillu lakum an ta'khudhu mimma ataytumuhunna shay'a إِلَّا أَنْ يَخَافَ أَلَّا يُقِيمَ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا يُقِيمَ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا فِي مَفْتَدَتْ بِهِ تلك حدود الله فلا تعتدوها ومن يتعد حدود الله فأولئك هم الظالمون. The divorce is two times. So hold their wives with acknowledgement, recognition, or release with dutifulness. Surah Baqarah 2, ayah 228, it says, وَلِلْرِجَالُ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةً. So to men, the divorce is two times. Okay, now he says, the divorce is two times, so hold their wives with acknowledgement, recognition, or release them with beautifulness. To understand this, accept very clearly. Accept when both of them fear that they cannot establish the limits, the boundaries of Allah. So if you fear that both of you cannot establish the limits, the boundaries of Allah, then what happens? Then there is no offense on them in what she ransomed, compensated with it, or redeemed with it. After this, Al-Baqarah 2:230 is in continuation. This is the woman is ransoming, redeeming, and taking a divorce. So Allah says, فَإِن طَلَّقَهَا فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ مِن بَعْدُ حَتَّى تَنْكِحَ زَوْجًا غَيْرَهُ فَإِن طَلَّقَهَا فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا أَن يَتَرَجَعَا إِن ظَنَّا أَن يُقِيمَ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ يُبَيِّنُهَا لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ. He will give the divorce. So if he divorced her, the one who has taken the divorce, then she is not lawful for him from after she marries the husband, pair other than him. So if the second husband divorces her, or she takes a divorce from the second husband, then there is no offense on them that they both return to each other. If they assume that they both would establish limits, boundaries of Allah, and these are the limits, boundaries of Allah, he clarifies it for the people who know. Al-Baqarah 2 and Ayah 234, this is related to people who die. وَالَّذِينَ يُتَوَفَّوْنَ مِنْكُمْ وَيَذَرُونَ أَزْوَاجًا يَتَرَبَّصْنَ بِأَنفُسِهِنَّ أَرْبَعَةَ أَشْهُرٍ وَعَشْرًا فَإِذَا بَلَغْنَ أَجَلَهُنَّ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِيمَا فَعَلْنَ فِي أَنفُسِهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. And those who are being completed or died from you, and they leave pairs, wives, their wives wait with their soul, self, psyche for 4 months and 10 days. That is the waiting period. So when they reach their term period, then there is no offense on you in what they did in their soul, psyche, with acknowledgement, recognition, and Allah is well acquainted what you do. So Al-Baqarah 2:240. Another thing, وَالَّذِينَ يُتَوَفَّوْنَ مِنْكُمْ وَيَذَرُونَ أَزْوَاجًا وَصِيَّةً لِأَزْوَاجِهِمْ مَتَاعًا إِلَى الْحَوْلِ غَيْرَ إِخْرَاجٍ فَإِنْ خَرَجْنَا فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِيمَا فَعَلْنَا فِي أَنفُسِهِنَّ مِنْ مَعْرُوفٍ وَاللَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. And those who are being completely died from you, then they leave their pairs a testimony for their pairs, wives, commodities towards the surrounding. That is 4 months and 10 days, without expelling them. So if they go out, there is no offense on you in what they did in their soul, self, psyche, with acknowledgement, recognition, and Allah is mighty wise. I refer to Surah Nisa 4, Nisa and 6, said, وَابْتُلْ يَتَامَا حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغُوا النِّكَاحِ فَإِنْ آنَسْتُمْ مِنْهُمْ رُشْدًا فَادْفَعُوا إِلَيْهِمْ أَمْوَالَهُمْ وَلَا تَأْكُلُوهَا إِسْرَافًا. I read the translation, and test the orphans, the children after the age of puberty, that is maturity, fully grown up, develop in body and mind, until they reach the marriage age. Then if you are familiar the sobriety from them, so disperse to pay out their wealth after belief. So now what is sobriety? He should have showing self-control, rational, agreeable to reason, sensible, sound judgment, good sense, marked by seriousness, free from lavishness and exaggeration. In Surah Nisa 4 and Ayah 15, وَاللَّاتِي ياتين الفاحشه من نسائكم فاستشهدوا عليهن اربعه منكم فان شهدوا فامسكوهن في البيوت حتى يتوفاهن الموت او يجعل الله لهن سبيلا. And those from your women who comes with obscurity, take four witnesses amongst you on them, and if they bear witness, so detain them in the houses until death is complete on them, and Allah will set them far away. Ali Imran 3:135. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And those, when they commit obscenity or oppress their souls, they remember Allah, then they seek forgiveness for their guilts and sins. And who will forgive guilts and sins except Allah? And did not persist over what they did, and they know it. Surah An-Nur 24:2. الزانيات والزاني فاجلدوا كل واحد منهما مئة جلدة ولا تأخذوكم بهما رأفة في الدين الله إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر وليشهد عذابهما طائفة من المؤمنين. And the fornicators and the fornicator, then lash each one of them 100 stripes. And pity do not take hold of you with them in the judgment of Allah if you believe in Allah in the last day. And a party of the believers bear witness their punishment. Surah Nisa 4:24. It says, وَالْمُعْسَنَاتُ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ إِلَّا مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ. And those so-called fortified women who are fortified, like they are married, except you cannot marry them, except إِلَّا مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ, except whom your right hand possesses. كتاب الله عليكم, that is written over you. وأحل لكم ما وراء ذلكم, and Allah is made lawful beyond these relations. أن تبتغوا بأموالهم, that you seek with your wealth محسنين غير مسافين. You desire them with your wealth to be of those, fortify them, other than those who commit prostitution. فَمَسْتَعَتُمْ بِهِ, so you can enjoy from them. وَفَعَاتُونَّ أُجُورَنَا فَرِيدًا, then you give their wages. أُجُورَنَا فَرِيدًا, which is ordained. مِنْ بَعْدِ الْفَرِيدًا, after their wages you are given, there is no offense on you.